Hello?
Public opinion polling firm. I'm calling to ask for help with a short four question survey on important issues facing Texas. It's not going to take more than 2 minutes.
Oh, what is this about?
It's for a elections topic.
Oh, election. Oh, okay. It's a poll?
I'm sorry?
It's for, guys, go clean your room. I'm on the phone. This is for, I'm sorry.
No worries.
Okay, what is this for?
It is for elections, basically. It's just four questions. It's going to be real quick.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. Thinking about how you vote in state and federal elections, would you say you tend to vote more for Republicans, more Democrats, or
guys, go clean your room. Okay, look, you guys, we got to go here in about an hour. So go clean your room, and then we can get dressed. We'll go take a shower and then get dressed. Okay, go ask your mom. I'm on the phone, guys. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay, no worries. Thank you. Okay, thinking about how you vote in state and federal elections, would you say you tend to vote for more Republicans, more Democrats, or an even mix from both parties?
Oh, that's a good question. So my dad was a Republican, and my mom was a Democrat. So I don't really know which way to go. I mean, I think my mom probably had more influence, or my dad, you know, because my dad, he was a very, very strong Republican, and he really, really likes Trump. But my mom, she really, really likes, like, Obama and Joe Biden and people like that, you know.
You would say you're mostly Democrat or all Democrat?
Well, if I follow my dad, you know, he really likes Trump and like George Bush Senior, right? So that's, oh man, that's a tough one.
You can select also both parties, basically. We have the option all Republican, mostly Republican, both parties, mostly Democrat, and all Democrat. Those
oh,
are
I
the
can
options.
Choose both?
Yes.
But I don't know if I like both, because if Trump wins, but what if Biden loses, you know? Guys, go, okay, I'm not going to, okay, go get your mom and tell her. Go get your mom and tell her what's going on. Okay, all right.
Okay, so
well then
would be both parties. Is that correct?
Okay, yeah, maybe both. Can we go to the next? What's the next question?
Okay, thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of the job Greg Abbott is doing as governor of Texas?
The governor, Abbott.
Yes, correct.
Governor Abbott, well, it's hard, you know, because, guys, go. We have to leave in an hour. Don't you hate when people, you got kids, people always, they always come and bother you at the worst time, you know, when you're on the phone.
No worries.
It's kind of inconvenient when people just come and bother you just for no reason.
Do you approve in this case or disapprove his job?
Oh, where are you calling from? I'm sorry.
In this case, I'm calling for opinion research. It's a public opinion polling firm.
Okay. What do you think about Governor Abbott?
Being honest with you, basically I'm not authorized to, you know, say my opinion, or I cannot influence your opinion, basically. I just need to.
Oh, no,
that.
You won't influence me. I just like to know what other people like.
Okay. Yeah, sorry about that. Basically, I'm not authorized to say my opinion.
I mean, I thought we were sharing here.
Yes, correct. But basically, yeah, I'm not authorized. If not, I would tell you.
Guys, go ask your mom. Okay. All right. Love you too. Okay, well, take the dogs outside. They need to go potty. Okay. Yes.
So in this case, I don't know if you approve or disapprove the job Greg about is doing as governor of Texas.
Well, you know, I really didn't like how he handled the situation when we had that really bad storm a couple of years ago. But then, you know, he's made some good points since then. But it's hard, you know, it's difficult. What do you think?
In this case, well, I don't really know basically the situation of Texas, but in that case, you would say that you strongly approve, somewhat approve.
Okay, go tell your mom. Okay. Can you help the kids, please? They need to clean the room and take a shower and get ready. Yes, I've already told them. Yes. Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay, no worries.
I've just been messing with you this whole time, right?
Yes, no worries. So in this case, you would say you strongly approve,
Sorry? Just like how you don't like me asking you questions and for your opinions, I don't like people calling me and asking me for my opinions.
Okay, I mean, I understand that. It's just that I'm not authorized to do that, basically.
Okay, that's fine, but block my number and never call this number again.
Okay, sure, no worries.